Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Producer Jay special. I actually think the Dan Campbell and the Mike Tomlin opens are my favorite. I feel like we need to play those before the end of the show because those are Producer Jay specials. This is the last hour that Jay and I will do together here on the Infinity Sports Network. He will wrap up the week or with vacation, but he will be here tomorrow night on the Hump Show if you want to reach out to him. I've encouraged him to read our social media since we do not have another show together. He's going to have to search it out. But there are a lot of really kind words, great comments about his creativity and his ideas and just the fun, the jolt of energy he's brought to the show, which I agree with. For Jay and I, this has been such a great collaboration over the past couple of years. I always laugh, but I think I've laughed more on the air. Just some of the stupid crap we've stumbled into. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that one of Jay's favorite things is after hours drops making fun of Aaron Rodgers or using and incorporating Aaron Rodgers. We definitely have upped our drop game.
Okay.
For people who don't know what drops are, I think you should use every single one of our drops this hour if you can figure it out. And the thing is, you have to figure out my timing before you can start using drops. So new producers come in and they aren't real familiar with my pacing, my spaces, my breaths, my kind of awful pregnant pauses. And I say awful only because it makes producers really uncomfortable when I take this big pause and this big breath. But well, there's a lot of reasons to do it. Sometimes I'm just trying to figure out what to say next or trying to find a word. But producers are forever getting started with me, and then the drops are just the worst timing. And I'll start talking, and here comes someone else talking. Well, Jay figured it out really quickly, and I didn't have to tell him more than once. I used to tell people all the time, like previous producers, I need more drops. The drops really add another level, another dimension to the show. Well, Jay loves drops more than I do. And so we've had a blast with the drops. I think top three favorites would be Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers. Shoot.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I think so. And he was really bummed when Aaron's appearances on McAfee went off the rails and also went to a competing network because I didn't want to use them anymore. We have some really great Travis Kelce drops, but I feel like we can't go 3 for 3 NFL. So Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers.
You're missing a big one.
Oh, am I? Shoot. Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers. Don't tell me. Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers. Do you feel like we use this person on a regular basis?
Not lately.
Oh, no. Well, then I recency bias here.
But yes, we do use him often.
It's a him?
Yes.
Okay. Huh. Is it football?
It is football.
It is football. I mean, we use a lot of Tom Brady drops. We use a lot of Patrick Mahomes drops.
You're back in the dumpers again.
We use a lot of Dan Campbell drops. For sure, Campbell and Mike Tomlin are going neck and neck. We just have so many good ones that it's going to be really hard to convince the next producer we need to use these. Let's go.
Draymond
volume.
Green's a big one.
Oh, we love Dre. There we go. Draymond Green's top three. We love Dre. And the Hall of Flame and Ask Amy Anything will not be the same without producer Jay either. So if you've missed it, going back to our second hour, we did a bunch of our favorite moments working together both on and off the radio. And we've got a few more that we're going to share. Jay's already gotten one of his surprise gifts. I made his favorite cookie, which I meant to take a photo of. How many of those have you eaten? Because I might.
I've eaten two.
Oh, okay. I thought you said three earlier.
No, I was kidding. I just gotten it. I've eaten two, actually.
Okay, I'm going to need to take a photo so that I can show people your favorite cookie before you're completely out of here. We're completely done working together. Again, he'll be tomorrow night. I will not be here. I actually have a flight to catch in the middle of the show. Our hump show. I'll already be at the airport, and there was no way we could get to Houston without taking that early morning flight, and did not want to take the risk, considering that July 3rd is going to be pretty heavily traveled, both through the air and on the ground.
I just saw on the news that flights in the New York area right now are all on time and no delays.
That's tremendous, considering that wasn't the case on the Atlantic seaboard going back to Sunday with all the storms. But if you missed it, here are the numbers compiled by AAA. Americans on the move for 4th of July. Roughly 32 million of us will fly to our destination. That's me. Got my hand in the air. How many of you will fly to your final destination? 32 million Americans will pass through TSA pre-check. Well, not pre-check. That's me. TSA check stations. 32 million flying. Another 66 million Americans will travel by car to their July 4th spot, their destination, their vacation. Though, here's the kicker. Many of us, once we travel, will stay home with family and friends, their homes, to celebrate July 4th because it's a hell of a lot cheaper to do a barbecue in your backyard or at a park than it is to go out right now. So, yes, 32 million of us will fly. 66 million will travel by car. That is roughly 98 million people, give or take a few hundred, which means about 30% of the United States is on the move this week. You've been warned. That includes me. Can you just stay out of my way, please? All I'm asking is that our flights get to where they're going on time. Want to hear something really cool? I said this, these two things you've heard me say before. Number one, if I could have any superpower, it would be the ability to fly on planes because I stink at sleeping on a moving vehicle. But planes are the worst. I cannot, no matter how tired I am, I cannot sleep on a flight. I don't know what it is. The noise. I even try sunglasses and headphones, and
it's not comfortable.
Real comfortable. My second thing that I always say about flying is that if I were independently wealthy, if I were rich, which I'm not, I still live essentially paycheck to paycheck. We still live paycheck to paycheck. But if I was, I would fly first class. Like, that would be the one amenity.
Explorage.
Forget luxury vehicle. Forget big house. I don't need a pool. I'd rather go to the beach anyway. No, I need to fly first class because then I might be able to sleep on planes. Okay. So get this. A friend of mine, a real close friend, she and her husband came to our wedding. They are million milers on United, meaning they have flown over a million miles in their lifetimes. They try to keep up their platinum status every year. They only fly United, and they accumulate the miles, but they don't use the miles because they want to continue year after year to get that platinum status. So in other words, they don't use the miles, they give them away, meaning they offer friends and family the ability to upgrade to first class by using their miles.
You're a friend or family.
Yes, and they did upgrade us to first class. So on our way to Houston on Wednesday morning, Jay, I might be able to sleep on this plane. Comfortable seat, Oh my gosh, they gave me my choice of breakfast.
Stop.
Is this what it's like to be wealthy? You get your choice of breakfast on the flight.
What'd you pick?
I picked a Greek yogurt with fruit and nuts. I'm very excited.
Nice.
I know it sounds kind of boring, but I'm pretty excited. Anyway, we're going to be eating wedding cake later. So, yeah, this is a treat that I've only maybe experienced twice in my lifetime. And once it was because I was going standby, and that's the only seat they had left was in first class.
That's awesome. That's the way to go. What a start.
Yeah. So anyway, this is going to be pretty amazing. That's Wednesday morning. I won't be here. I might, though, be using the plane's Wi-Fi to text Jay, oh my gosh, first class. I feel like a little kid in a candy store.
You're sending me photos.
Yep.
Jealous.
So that's where I'll be on Wednesday morning. I will not be able to host the show out the rest of the week. We've got family obligations. And so for Jay and I, this is our last show together, which is a bummer, but I'm excited for Jay to find a new direction, a new career path. Where is he going? Well, he's going home first, and then he'll figure out what he's doing next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twix at A-Law Radio and also on our Facebook page. Here's the show question, and you can certainly weigh in with your sentiments about how producer Jay is the best producer we've ever had, affirmed. But the show question is this. Who is the most disappointing team in your lifetime? I'm asking this question because, once again, the U.S. men's national team, we're talking soccer here, has let me down. I don't care that it's Copa America and it doesn't matter. I don't care that Team USA doesn't have to qualify for the 2026 World Cup. As a host nation, we are an automatic qualifier, which actually may be to our detriment because we need to be participating in tournaments like this that are pressure-packed, that are on an international stage, even though, of course, we were hosting here in the United States. This is embarrassing. Team USA is out again. This time it's in group stage. Are you kidding me? And this is not a knock on Panama or Uruguay, but we should be beating these teams. On our own soil, at Arrowhead Stadium, we should be beating teams that are ranked below us in the world standings. Although I've come to believe those things mean absolutely nothing. You could have a compilation of really talented players, but for some reason, when Team USA gets together on the pitch, the identity and the formula are the same. I do not know why it is that, despite all the talk about being aggressive, finding the youngest and the brightest and the best talent, putting them through a much stricter and much more exhausting and physically demanding training camp / qualifying process. We've got guys who play for teams all over Europe. And yet when they put on the red, white, and blue, it's the same old, same old. We can talk about the goal that Uruguay scored. And the sequence is pretty dramatic, actually. It's funny that FS1 pointed it out during the broadcast. You can see fans in the stands. Now, they obviously had the score of the Panama-Bolivia game that was going on at the same time in Orlando while Team USA is in Kansas City with a near full house, by the way, at Arrowhead. If you've never been there, you've watched it on TV, you know it's freaking loud. The Outlaws and the fans, they show up with such great expectation. I feel the same way, but I almost think we're getting set up now. And it's more infuriating and frustrating with the World Cup 2 years away on our own soil. This was supposed to be the best and brightest compilation of U.S. talent we've ever seen and may very well be individually, but it does not have corporate synergy. Synergy meaning the sum is greater than the individual parts. And the formula itself, it's always the same. If you watch some of the nations that play for, or that nations that play for their cups, and it's their year-round sport. And so it's not just the best athletes they have in their entire country, but a lot of them have been playing since they were teeny. Now, our U.S. players have as well. But they spend more time together as teammates than does Team USA. I'm getting choked up over producer Jay leaving. So Team USA, they've got their training camps. They've got their qualifying. They've got their, you know, their processes where they get together. But in these other nations, there are far fewer options, which means all the best and brightest, for the most part, play their football, our soccer. I mean, sure, you've got guys who play baseball. You've got guys who play basketball. But usually the best athletes in their entire countries are soccer players. And because it's not only their number one sport, but really their national pastime, they do it all the time. They play together more often in more tournaments, blah, 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 blah. But also, from the time they're young, there's a lot of extra pressure. U.S. soccer flies under the radar for the most part, except for World Cup. I'm not even sure. No, for the women, the Olympics are a big deal. And for the men, I don't even think so. Because we fail to ever crash through that glass ceiling and join the elite. And yet, here is the World Cup going to be hosted jointly by Canada, Mexico, and the United States with the championship in our nation's borders. We don't have to qualify, which means we could be focusing on other things. But as I say, I kind of feel like that's a detriment because the pressure is not there. Remember in 2018, we missed the World Cup. We didn't qualify. I didn't watch soccer for a year. I was so disappointed and devastated. I know it's my fault. I got set up. They punked me. But what we were told about qualifying for the next World Cup, the one that happened in 22, just a couple years ago, where they did make it out of the group stage. They were one of the youngest teams in the World Cup. Christian Pulisic, all in, Tyler Adams, some of the other guys around him, best and brightest. And yes, they did make it to the elimination stage, but that's generally what they do in the World Cup. Make it out of group stage, but it's stressful. It's never cruise through group stage and get to the elimination rounds. Nope, it's not that. Why is it always like pulling teeth with this team? Why is it always so hard for them to get aggressive and generate offense? This stagnant, stale, pack in the middle, best guys are playing in the midfield, conservative, safe, boring. I don't want to say they're slow because they're not. But compared to a lot of the Hispanic nations who fly around like their hair is on fire, that's what Team USA looks like. Boring, conservative, safe, playing not to lose. Now, you can complain about the fouls that were called against Uruguay. I almost said Bolivia. Against Uruguay. You can complain about the goal that Uruguay scored on a rebound, and you can look at the photo finishes. You can look at the still frames on video review and make a case for Uruguay being offsides. I don't care. Here's what I care about. Three shots on goal. You don't get to complain about officials or a possible offsides call when A, you don't score, and B, three shots on goal. This is supposed to be one of the best teams in the world, and it has three shots on goal. I need them to run around with wild abandon. Now, Christian Pulisic does that. He gets knocked down a bunch. Think Steph Curry on the basketball court, and guys are taking shots whenever they can. Christian's slight, not a huge guy. Steph Curry, same thing. The scouting report on Steph has always been, if you can body him up, if you can wear him out. Now, he's gotten stronger, and he's built now for the long haul. But when he was a younger player, that was the thing. Run him wild, hit him a bunch, wear him out, and he won't be able to hit shots at the end of the game. Ha, joke's on you. So Christian Pulisic, he's a slight guy. He gets knocked down a lot. Americans are generally really good in terms of fitness. They can run all day long. And the skills are there. I just don't love the style. I don't love the identity. It seems like it's the same thing for every generation of U.S. soccer. Not quite good enough. Wait until you hear Alexi Lalas weigh in on the failure of the U.S. at Copa America. Again, this is not the World Cup. It doesn't even matter. We're already qualified, except we're 2 years out, and this is still the best that they can do. Every single goal feels like it takes so much. They're not a prolific offensive team. As long as I can remember, I've been gritting my teeth, stressed out, watching U.S. soccer for this reason. Because it's never, very rarely, I won't say never, it's very rarely comfortable with them. Hardly ever. I can remember more draws than I can remember wins with this team. That's what they do. They draw. They always just draw or they lose. And so I came back to U.S. soccer after they fell short of qualifying for the 2018 World Cup, after they lost to Trinidad and Tobago. Are you kidding me? I came back a year later believing in the bill of goods that Greg Berhalter and U.S. soccer was selling us. But guess what? 2 years out, and here's something we've heard before. We're going to reevaluate everything. Everything is up for inspection. We're going to go through and decide. I mean, how many times have we done that? U.S. soccer has been under constant scrutiny and evaluation as long as I can remember. So what to do? Well, the fans in Kansas City were chanting, "Fire Greg," at the end of this game and this loss. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. What do you have to say for yourself and Team USA, Greg?
Bitterly disappointed with the results. We know that we're capable of more. And in this tournament, we didn't show it. It's really as simple as that. I think that, you know, you look at the stage that was set with the fans in this tournament, with the high level of competition in this tournament, and, you know, we should have done better. And, you know, we'll do a review and figure out what went wrong, why it went wrong.
Blah, blah, blah.
But I think it's, you know, it's an empty feeling right now for sure. That's what we're going to take a look at. We're, you know, we're all going to do a review of the whole tournament and see where we fell short.
Oh, stop it.
You know, it's obvious that the Panama game hurt us, put us behind the eight ball. And, you know, I think collectively, the staff, the players, the sporting department, you know, we need to look at where do we improve? How do we do better? It's not the aspirations that we have as a group. We know it's a talented team with big potential, and we didn't show it in this tournament.
I feel like I've heard that before. That's why it's so frustrating. It never changes. There are glimmers of hope, and then crash! We get let down again. So this is the most disappointing team of my lifetime. What are the most disappointing teams of your lifetimes? Online at Amy After Hours or at A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page too. Jay, on this note, this is going to be our last show. On this note, are you kidding me? Disappointment again. I can't wait to hear your teams. I don't know how you're going to narrow it down, actually.
You're not wrong. But also, regarding the U.S. men's national team, I mean, I didn't really expect any different outcome. So,
See, that's my fault. I expect something different.
That's what I said on the show yesterday. I mean, I didn't expect them to play well or perform. I never do. Why would I? Why have they ever shown in my lifetime that they're going to take that next?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way. Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Step. They never do it.
They never do it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
You see Berhalter this there just went 1-1. Free kick for Uruguay after the rain of foul. De La Cruz sends it in. Turner the save. The rebound's a goal. U.S. looking at the side, hoping to see a flag come up. It's not going to come up.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You can complain about how it was offsides. They looked at video replay. People are split down the middle. But what does that matter when you didn't score? You had to win or draw, and you didn't score at all. And Panama, meanwhile, went on to beat Bolivia 3-1. So the sequence that they showed on TV was pretty dramatic, because it was fairly clear that in the stands, people were watching on their phones or getting scoring updates of the Panama game. So Panama goes ahead of Bolivia, and seconds later, Team USA gives up the one goal for Uruguay on a rebound after a free kick. But again, no complaining about a call that you think wasn't made or too many fouls when you only generate three shots on goal. That's gross. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Alexi Lalas, who played for Team USA in the 90s, and of course is a former member of the New England Revolution, MLS champion. He's been around for a long time, of a highly respected opinion, and he's kind of had it now.
You've talked about learning from losing, okay? I think what we have learned over these cycles is that this team is not able to do anything better than is done in the past. That hurts. That hurts to say, because that was not what was promised and not what for many we believed was going to happen with this team. Because if this is as good as it gets, it's not good enough. And there's plenty of excuses, but they don't matter. You know, you can talk about opportunities. Well, we got players that are playing all over the world. Talk about playing in Europe. Well, the entire team that you saw out there plays in Europe, so it's not MLS's fault. You can talk about, you know, the pathways and the resources that they have. No generation has been given more, and yet this generation hasn't lived up to that bargain. And when it comes to Greg Berhalter, we heard Stu Holden say it's exactly right. You know, I know there's a sport in firing coaches in all professional sports. And I know the knives are out, and they should be, because this is not good enough from Greg Berhalter. And you have to ask yourself, with 2026 coming barreling down the pike, it's going to come real quick.
Less than 2 years away,
Mike. All right? We can't afford to waste it. We can't afford to be embarrassed. And we can't afford to arrive in the summer of 26 with a team that has not progressed, that has not evolved, and has not improved. And I'm sure if Greg Berhalter was here, he would say, oh, but you don't see what's happening inside. I don't give a crap what is happening inside. I don't care about the dynamic. I don't care how much your players love you. I don't care how kumbaya it is. All I care about is I see a U.S. men's national team that is better than before. And we haven't seen that, and that's a problem going forward.
Is that on the players? Is that on the manager? Is that on the federation? Where are we saying you need to be better?
Well, the players certainly need to be better, you know.
Do you think this generation of players has what it takes? Like, do you think that they have that deep inside of them?
I think there's a couple of them. I think they are better soccer players. But ultimately, I don't think that they're better U.S. men's national team players.
Alexi Lalas, ready, aim, fire. He's seen enough on FS1. And you hear the voices of Clint Dempsey, Captain America, a previous generation of soccer, and also Carly Lloyd is sitting right between them. So these are some of the best players that Team USA has ever seen wear the uniform. And they're befuddled and frustrated as well. Now, Greg Berhalter was rehired, last year, and his contract runs through the upcoming World Cup. He told U.S. Soccer, he told fans that they would take a major step forward from where they were last World Cup, qualifying for the elimination stage, but losing in that first game, which is pretty much standard. That's what they do. And now here they are losing on their own soil in Copa America and not even getting out of the group stage. Right? You could say nothing's riding on it, but there's only 2 years left and it's still the same old, same old. One more from Alexi, just because he was asked about the leadership and asked about Greg Berhalter.
The summer of 26 is an opportunity. It's an opportunity not just for American soccer, but, you know, for the country and the country to come together. And you need somebody that is going to pull people together. And right now, I think Greg Berhalter, because of the fact that he has failed to a certain extent, has not given people hope that it is heading in the right direction. And so he has become incredibly polarizing. And, you know, that's just because of the results that have happened. If they believe that he is the right person to take us into 2026, that is not going to change. There will be continued polarization. And I want somebody in there that is going to bring everybody together. We all have different opinions, and I agree or disagree. But ultimately, in this lead-up now, because you heard him say, next 2 years, there really isn't anything out there in terms of real competition. This was it. So whatever progress is going to be made in the next couple has to be made by somebody that's going to bring everybody together. Because when that whistle blows in the summer of 2026, I want everybody in America, whether they love soccer or not, to say, you know what? I am on board with this. And you need a leader in that position that's going to get the best out of the players and that is going to bring everybody together, not divide people.
Alexi Lalas fired up on Fox Sports 1, FS1. There's more out there. Lots of discussion post-game because a lot of us feel the same way. I'm just a bystander, not so innocent anymore, but just a bystander. And it feels like the same old, same old. He's lived it. And this was supposed to be the generation, young players, the best and brightest. And now we're 2 years out and there's really nothing new. Nothing new that we can see, but also nothing much they can change. I mean, there's no savior out there in the next 2 years for the World Cup. And unless you're going to change leadership, but what does that do? I mean, it takes teams time. It's a big deal, even though it does feel like the World Cup is way off in the distance, not even a cloud on the horizon. But it's a big deal because it's just more of the same. So this has been the biggest disappointment in my lifetime as a sports fan. Round and around and around the mountain we go. What's the biggest disappointment of your lifetime as a sports fan? That's coming up. Plus, final favorite.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon games. Getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Moments with producer Jay, because we've just got another half hour left together. Oh, no. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Chris Paul comes back to the right side. Finds Thompson, squares up, lets it fly. Three ball, right corner pocket for Clay. 6 of 10 from distance. 81-58. Thompson has a 30-point night. Down the left side goes the corner. Here's Hendricks. He'll pick up and shoot it. It's a back rim miss. Tipped out your seven. Grabbed by Thompson. Clay, right sideline. Takes a 25-footer. Money! Cold, hard cash!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. Neither Chris Paul nor Klay Thompson will be part of that Golden State backcourt coming up in 24. However, Chris Paul won't be missed. Klay Thompson, it's going to look weird. Even though they went through 2.5 years without him, it's not going to be the same. He and Steph Curry and Draymond Green have played more than 500 games together in the regular season and the playoffs. Of course, the four titles that they won together match those San Antonio Spurs, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker. It's some kind of legacy. And while he has, I hope, several good years left, 3 years, $50 million to sign with the Dallas Mavericks, which actually tells you something. The fact that he only got the $50 million for the 3 years is an indication that the market was not nearly as hot for Klay Thompson as what he thought. But what we're hearing is that he was upset at the Warriors. And so he was in no way going to give them a hometown discount. I mean, it's possible that he took less money for these next 2 years to go to Dallas. But they did give him a third year, and he gets his $50 million guaranteed. And there's a lot of chatter about Klay and why he's upset, feeling like he got disrespected by the franchise. According to Jason Dumas, who covers the Warriors G League team, he's also a host on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area, he said it actually got to be kind of a shadow that hung over the Warriors.
The last 3 years, I know Draymond has punched people and got himself suspended on the
he's
court.
He's ruined two seasons almost, if you allow me to. I mean, basically.
But, Goo, I'm telling you this. Klay has been equally as exhausting behind the scenes. It's not as loud. Mm. It's not as loud because it's not you stomping on someone's chest.
Well, we've watched it too. It's not you turn around. We see it.
So if he's slamming stuff on the bench and sulking and doing that on the court, how do you think it is in practice? Wow. How do you think it is in the locker room? It has been uncomfortable. It has. Yeah. It just doesn't come out as loudly as Draymond Green.
All of that aside, and that may be the case, Jason Dumas, who covers the Warriors G League on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area and a couple of other co-hosts there, all that may be true, but the Warriors said they wanted him back. They just had not had any fruitful negotiations in quite a while. In fact, none since the season ended, according to the reports. And so he takes 3 years and $50 million to go to the Mavericks. Now, last year, he shot nearly 39% from three, and he still averaged 18 points. Even coming off the bench for the majority of the season, he did start 29 games. He's 34 years old. There will be shots for him. This could be exactly what the Mavericks need. And after 13 years with Golden State, they will retire his number 11. He is a part of the best period in that franchise's history and one of the golden stretches for the NBA. But he was unhappy with his franchise, and so they had to accept the fact that he was going to move on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You know who else was upset with his franchise? Oh, Steven Stamkos. But he's found himself a new home in Nashville, and boy, are the Predators loading up in NHL free agency. Now, think about it. Stamkos, first in games played for the Tampa Bay Lightning, more than 1,000. First in points all time for the franchise with more than 1,100. He's a champion with them, two-time Stanley Cup champion, but now will presumably finish his career with the Nashville Predators. And from what he says, sounds like there was also some bad blood there.
When I didn't get approached to sign an extension last summer, that caught me by surprise, and it was something that I expressed at training camp. And certainly that was probably the start of it, the start of the writing on the wall. I didn't quite understand why, but, you know, I didn't ask too many questions, just went about and played hard and didn't let that affect me. And, you know, after the season, I knew both sides were going to want to try to get something done and do something that was mutually beneficial for both sides. It just felt like, you know, I was the one that was making a lot of the concessions, and that certainly came into play.
Steven Stamkos, longtime tenured member of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And while he does indicate that he was pretty sure this would be playing out the string for the Lightning, tries to kind of wrap it up and, okay, we're good, we're good.
Whatever, you know, ill will or feelings I've had throughout this process, because those are temporary, those are emotional decisions. And, you know, as time passes, those usually go away. It's remembering the amazing times growing up in that city as an 18-year-old kid to where I am now, having a family, you know, obviously winning, you know, the fans, the city, everything has been first class. And those are the things that you remember. You're sad it didn't work out maybe the way you wanted to, but a new chapter is opening up in my family's life, and that's something we're excited about.
So, yeah, he's got a fresh start, and it's clear that he didn't love how this went with the Lightning, which is unfortunate, but the Lightning had to make some tough decisions. He's obviously older in his career, similar to Clay, not quite the same prestige atop these career charts, but still, Clay, Steven Stamkos wearing different uniforms next winter is going to be a bit jarring. Also, Jonathan Marchessault ends up in Nashville, too. That's a huge one. I really like what the Predators are doing.
Brady Shea as well. Not as big as the other two, but just why not?
Splash! Yeah, pretty exciting. They're going for broke. I like it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So a lot of the disappointments that we've seen revolve around Minnesota Vikings, Dallas Cowboys going back to the 90s for sure, the Jets. I'll let Jet weigh in if he wants to.
Bums.
But the dude, you played four snaps. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
It's totally fine.
So the Jets, other teams, Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Indians, now Guardians, though they have high hopes for them there. I've seen a bunch of the Red Sox going back pre-2004, actually 2003 with the Aaron Boone home run riding from the Yankees. Trying to think of some of the other really popular answers. Oh, gosh, we've got Team Rory McIlroy.
How about a huge one I thought of? Not for me personally, but I haven't seen anyone put this. The 2001 Seattle Mariners.
Ooh, right. Haven't seen that one.
Is there a more disappointing team in baseball ever?
Yeah, haven't seen that one. Seen some from teams like, well, the Cavaliers for sure. It seems like every Cleveland team. The Pittsburgh Pirates has been a really popular answer. They've been breaking our hearts since da-da-da-da-da. So, Jay, what about you? Most disappointing teams in your extended lifetime?
Oh, well, I have a lot to choose from.
Oh, dear.
But
okay.
I have to go with the 2020 into 2021 Brooklyn Nets, obviously, with KD, Kyrie, and Harden.
Well, what were they thinking?
I was on board at the time. I won't lie. I can't play Monday Morning Quarterback on that one. I was all in on it. I mean, how could you not be? You had a chance to get those three guys a couple injuries away, and if Kevin Durant wore a 16 instead of a 17 size foot, they would have beat the Bucks. They probably would have won a title, but they didn't. Uh-huh. So that's the most disappointing season.
All right. So that's Jay, biggest disappointment of his lifetime as a sports fan. I think two of my favorites have been the Toronto Maple Leafs, just perennially, and then the 2007 Patriots fans who, forget the fact that you've got six other Super Bowl rings.
That's one of my favorite moments.
The one against the Giants that prevented them from having the perfect season, the 20-0. People have told me they had the T-shirts printed out, ready to go. Oh, sorry.
You know, I saw one of those ones
Eli
in a
Manning,
TJ Maxx.
David Tyree. Did you really?
A 19-0 New England Patriots hat. I should have bought it at the time. I didn't.
That's funny. All right, so forget that, although we'll continue to take your answers on both Twix and Facebook. My favorite few moments with Producer Jay as we wrap up our final show together. I'm going with our pumpkin carving. I had no idea what was in store for us when we finally were able to get into the pumpkin. We stabbed it. It cried. I nearly cried. Yeah, that was an extraordinary experience that I'll never go through again. First time ever carving a pumpkin. It's on our YouTube channel. The reaction from Jay and I, crazy.
The scream.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
I would say another incredible experience with producer Jay has just been the laughter. We've laughed over some of the dumbest stuff, but our shows have been amazing. The dog breed, favorite dog breed show, when we met Matt the Musher and we adopted him.
That's close to number one on my list. It's got to be.
For the Iditarod. So that's my number two, was our dog breed show. But so much laughter that we've engaged in. Shows about who even knows what. And finally, my number one is our video where we play Wordle for the first time and we act like complete idiots. But it was an adrenaline rush like you've never known.
I'm telling you, one of the funnest like 12 minutes I've ever lived in my lifetime was playing that Wordle
game.
So
those are my faves. What about you?
Those were in my faves as well. One we didn't mention, and actually happened very recently. The hot dog debate we had the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny, I thought. I mean, and also I want to squeeze in one here. When we went to cover the Rangers-Devils game with the credentials, yeah. That was my first time.
Oh, yeah. Jay's cheering in the press box.
That was
Kenny Albert is right behind us. He doesn't care. He's cheering away.
He didn't mind.
There's a hat trick in the first quarter. First period. We nearly missed the game. Jay had no idea how fast I could walk. Oh, yeah, that was awful. He's swearing at traffic. Road rage. It's a beautiful memory. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, you can do this.
I know. Carvana makes it so convenient to sell your car. It's just hard to let go. My car and I have been through so much together.
But look, you already have a great offer from Carvana. That was fast.
Well, I know my license plate and VIN by heart, and those questions were easy.
You're almost there. Now to just accept the offer and schedule a pickup or drop-off.
How'd you do it? How are you so strong in letting go of your car?
Well, I already made up my mind, and Carvana's so easy.
Yeah, true. And sold.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.